With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A rainy Christmas in Southern California, correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
The storm system could cause mudslides and debris flows in areas scorched by January's wildfires. National Weather Service meteorologist Ariel Cohen is urging holiday travelers to stay off the roads both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
If you're planning to be out on the roads during the Christmas holiday, please reconsider your plans. By the time we get to late Wednesday through Friday, many areas will likely be experiencing significant flooding along with rock slides and mudslides.
I'm Mike Kempen.
President Trump is once again threatening to challenge the broadcast licenses of TV networks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a series of social media posts during the first few minutes of Christmas Eve, the president delivered a middle-of-the-night outburst aimed at the late-night shows on broadcast TV and their hosts. He blasted ABC, CBS, and NBC for giving high salaries to hosts he claimed have no talent. The president said if network TV newscasts and their late-night shows are almost 100% negative against him and the Republican Party, then their broadcast licenses should be terminated. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Thousands of people have flocked to Bethlehem's manger square on Christmas Eve after 2 years of subdued Christmas celebrations because of the war in Gaza. The giant Christmas tree returned and scouts groups marched and played festive music on Wednesday. Bethlehem had canceled celebrations the past 2 years due to the Israel-Hamas war. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 288 points, the Nasdaq rose 51, the S&P advanced 22. This is SRN News. A Texas judge wants the Supreme Court to reconsider gay marriage, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Waco Justice of the Peace Diane Hensley doesn't want to perform same-sex ceremonies and is asking the High Court to reverse its 2015 ruling, legalizing the practice nationwide. The lawsuit argues that, quote, officiating a wedding ceremony is speech, and the state is preventing Judge Hensley from engaging in this speech unless she agrees to perform homosexual marriages in violation of her Christian faith. Hensley and others say the states should decide on gay marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
A man living as a woman who's employed by the National Security Agency is suing the Trump administration. The man disputes the legality of President Trump's executive order that requires the federal government in all operations and printed materials to recognize only two immutable sexes, male and female. This is SRN News. France says a pro-Russian hacking group has claimed responsibility for the cyber attack on France's National Postal Service.
Central computer systems at La Poste were knocked offline on Monday in a distributed denial of service after the claim by the cybercrime group known as No Name 057, French intelligence agency DGSI, took over the probe into the hacking attack. Paris prosecutors have told the AP the group has been accused of other cyber attacks in Europe, including around a NATO summit in the Netherlands and French government sites. It was the target of a big European police operation earlier this year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Postal workers couldn't track packages and online payments were disrupted. France and European allies accused Russia of waging hybrid warfare to undermine support for Ukraine. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.